I'm glad to be with you today, and this week we have our eyes and hopefully our hearts as well fixed on Romans chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. We're still in the introductory portion of this letter sent by the Apostle Paul to Christian people in the ancient city of Rome. It was written in about 56 AD and brought to Rome by a woman, a helper of Paul's and a sister in Christ named Phoebe. It's not written to all the people of Rome, but specifically to Christian people. And in verses 6 and 7, the apostle gives us three insights into who these people are. Let me read this again, and I'll remind you of what I said yesterday before we move on. Paul writes, "You also are the called of Jesus Christ, to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." This is Romans 1, verses 6 through 7. Paul says they are first, the called of Jesus Christ. Second, they are the beloved of God. And third, they are saints. And I've taken these one at a time, telling you more of the meaning of each one. On Monday, we talked about the called of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, about the beloved of God. And now today, I want to talk to you about being saints. But just before I get to saints, do you remember what I said yesterday regarding the beloved of God? Most likely you do not remember unless you're a note taker, so let me refresh your memory. First of all, I said that the love that God expresses here is specifically for Christians. I affirmed strongly the biblical teaching. God loves all people. Whoever you are, God loves you. John chapter 3, verse 16 states this clearly. God so loved the world. Did you hear that? Do you believe it? God loves you. You may think of yourself as unlovable. People may not love you. In fact, you may have been abused by someone who told you how much they hated you, how unloved you are. But those are all just lies straight from the pit of hell. Oh, please believe me when I tell you the God of the universe loves you. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. But the Bible also teaches that the love God has for Christians is distinct in nature and duration, more than the love he has for all people. As I said quite a bit about this, I want to invite you to go to the WEZ website and download the podcast if you missed it. 590amtheword.com and click podcasts and then click on God is. Second, the love that God expresses here in Romans 1 is not based on anything we do to deserve his love. And I actually did not say more than on this, because in the future much more will be said about the matter of being completely undeserving of the passionate love of the Lord. I just want you to be aware that according to the scriptures, we do not merit the lavish love of God. Third, the love that God expresses here is the same love God the Father has for Jesus the Son. Now, it is important that you understand this, so here's what I said. God loves his Son Jesus with perfect love, and that same love is ours if we are in Christ. In Matthew chapter 17, Jesus is transfigured, and the voice of God the Father speaks from heaven in verse 5. This is Matthew chapter 7 and verse 5. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." God loves his Son, and God loves Christians with that same kind of love. The original word for beloved in Matthew 17, verse 5, is the same exact word in Romans 1, verse 7. Do you understand that? I hope you're following me. God our Father loves we who are believers as much as he loves his own Son, Jesus. Wow! Christians are the beloved of God. I think of 1 John 3, 1 every time I ponder the love of God for me, a fervent believer in Jesus Christ. 1 John 3, verse 1 says, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God." This then reminds me of the hymn, "Love Divine, All Loves Excelling," written by Charles Wesley. "Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven, to earth come down. Fix us in your humble dwelling, all your faithful mercies crown. Jesus, you are all compassion, pure, unbounded love you are. Visit us with your salvation. Enter every trembling heart. What an awesome hymn of praise to God that celebrates His love for us. Now you are all caught up from yesterday, so let's proceed to the third thing we learn about the people to whom Paul sent this letter. They are first the called of Jesus Christ. Second, they are the beloved of God. And third, they are saints. Saints. What does the Apostle Paul mean by calling them saints? Well, hold on to your seats here, because this brings us right into the matter of our holiness. Remember, we find ourselves in the book of Romans to find out how God makes us holy. Do you know what the Greek word for saints means? It means holy ones. The Greek word has within it the basic meaning of being set apart. It's best translated holy ones. In fact, if you have a good study Bible there with you, and you look at Romans 1 and verse 7, there will be a little number 1 in italics. And then if you look for the corresponding note in the margin, or at the bottom of the page, you'll see that it says holy ones. The proper understanding of saints is holy ones, and that is true all throughout the Bible's New Testament. When you see the word saints, it means holy ones. And once you see it, the word saints, as used to describe all Christians, it starts popping up everywhere in the New Testament. Here are some examples from other books. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling. And then in Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, he starts with this: Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints. The apostle Paul is calling every Christian in Corinth a saint. In his letter to the Ephesians, he says in verse 1, to the saints who are at Ephesus. In his letter to Philippi, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 2, to the saints and the faithful brethren of Christ who are at Colossae. What is Paul saying? He is saying that every Christian he writes to is a saint, a holy one, set apart by God. It is really significant that you notice that Paul does not say that only some of the Christians in Rome, Corinth, Ephesus, Philippi, and Colossae are saints. He says all of them are saints. On this point, I want to quote theologian and pastor Martin Lloyd-Jones. He was a medical doctor turned minister. He died in 1981, but not before leaving us with his lengthy and detailed sermon series in the book of Romans. It's my favorite commentary on Romans, and I'll say more about this along the way. But for today, on this topic of all Christian people being saints, Lloyd-Jones writes, quote, according to the teaching of Scripture, every single Christian is a saint. You cannot be a Christian without being one, unquote. Did you hear that? Let me repeat the truth. According to the teaching of Scripture, every single Christian is a saint. You cannot be a Christian without being one. And then Dr. Jones continues, now we are familiar with the Roman Catholic idea which canonizes certain people. It has certain rigid tests that it applies to them and to their excellencies of life. They must have worked a certain miracle, they must always have manifested joy, and so on. And if they do not conform to a standard, they are not regarded as saints. But if they do, then there is an official ceremony. They are canonized, they are set apart, and they are addressed as Saint so-and-so from then on. But that is certainly foreign to the teaching of Scripture. There is nothing to that effect anywhere in the Word of God. It is simply a misrepresentation and an entire misunderstanding of what the Apostle Paul means. And then Lloyd-Jones asks, what is a saint then? Well, it is a word that is used constantly in the Bible. It means a holy one, saint and holy. It means separated to God and His praise. Christians are separated from everything that separates us from God. I'm ending the quotation here. But that last line is marvelous. Christians are separated from everything that separates us from God. I'll definitely pick up on that again because this says a lot about our holiness. I think it is very well said. And that was from Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones in his book Romans chapter 1, The Gospel of God. Now, we will soon need to bring this to a close, but the key reality I want you to take away from this broadcast is this. All Christians are saints. All Christians are saints. So that if you follow Jesus Christ, you're a saint. Right here, right now. Let's say you're a Christ follower named Jose, then you are Saint Jose. Let's say you are a Christ follower named Claire, then you are Saint Claire. Just take your name, put saint before it, add your name to it. According to the Bible, I am Saint Mark. In a minute, you will hear the voice of Saint Karen as we conclude the program. Now, I realize you may not agree with me or Dr. Jones. That's likely true for those of you Roman Catholic friends listening to me. Would you do me a favor? Would you write to me today and tell me how you received today's teaching? If you think I've given you some good food for thought, great. Or if you want to outline for me why you think I am wrong, I am happy to receive your ideas and your disagreement as well. Really, I am, and I will write back. I welcome dialogue on everything discussed here on God Is. Or perhaps you want to write to me with a question. I love receiving questions, and I will return an answer. So write to me today, Mark, at markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at markaswallow.com. I've gotten several emails recently from the God Is listening family, and I've responded to every one within a short period of time. That's my commitment to you. So do not be shy or forget. Type while you remember, or make a note of it now and remind yourself for later. It's been wonderful to be with you today. I welcome those of you who may have listened for the first time, and I invite you all to come back tomorrow for more of God Is.